Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Now for the woman of the hour, Miss Leah Bales. Leah Bales is a holistic life coach, speaker, radio show host, and mentor for Yin Leadership. Recovering from an immune system crash woke her up to the extraordinary power of healing within and led her to a 20-year career in holistic wellness. Today, she empowers entrepreneurs, creatives, and changemakers to thrive in body, mind, and soul so they can become the leaders they were born to be. Leah blends a master's in psychology with extensive experience in education, spirituality, theater, energy medicine, mind-body healing, and expressive arts. She is the host of the We Are More radio show, has created the Co-Creating Heaven on Earth interviews with visionaries, Replenish Your Soul meditation series, numerous articles, spoken word performances, integrative wellness curricula, and the popular guidebook, Take Back Your Life, Moving from Chronic Pain to Lifelong Healing. Leah offers one-on-one mentoring, retreats, classes, workshops, and keynotes. And she is here today to share some massive value with all of us. Leah, are you ready to rock this?
Oh, yeah. This is so fun. What if I've never done anything like this? This whole 12-hour podcast party that you have. It's amazing. I'm inspired.
Thank you.
That you do it. And I love the parts I've been able to watch. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And, you know, it wouldn't be anything without amazing guests like you. You know, I'm so grateful that I get to connect with human beings who are out transforming the world, transforming people's perception, their reality, going from victim to victor, going from chronic illness and pain, suffering to having a life that's full of joy and love and peace. So, it wouldn't be anything without people like you, Leah. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we are going to dive right in today to the question and theme of the day, which is every day is birthday. So Leah, how has this concept of every day having the opportunity to renew yourself, rebirth, choose a new reality, choose a new path, how has that made a difference for you in your life, your career, your relationships? How's it showed up for you?
Well, I love that theme. Morning's my favorite time, you know, and it does every morning. I wake up and I'm like, wow, it's a new day and the sun comes up and the birds are there. And right now this is summertime. And so the day starts really early and I love that. And I always get outside this time of year. In the winter, it's pitch black and I don't, but early this time of year, I get out and it just like just falling in love with that day and with the possibilities. So I love that theme. And by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Actually, tomorrow is your birthday?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll accept this.
Yeah. And I love that you're inviting all of us to think of every day as a birthday because it is. My strong sense is that in each of us, there's always more ready to emerge.
Yes.
And you know, like we get all these invitations, our soul invitations to become more of who we are. Yeah. And it's not like we're not great already because you're wonderful and amazing, and there's just more that wants to emerge. And everything that happens in our life, the great things and the challenging things, are invitations for that to emerge more fully, to be more who we are, to be born more and more into who we are.
Wow, I love that. You're using some extremely powerful language, Leah. I love your language. The word invitation, you know, like the invitation to be more and become more of who we already are. That's such a powerful philosophy that creates so much power, so much source power within each of us. And I'm sure that's part of your journey of recognizing how much power that you personally had to dictate, you know, where your life was going to go, at least, you know, taking responsibility for it and saying, at least that's the vision, that's the destination. I haven't been responsible for it up till now. And now I see, you know, that there's better options, better choices. So we're going to get into more of your journey and how you got to where you are today. And for anyone who missed all the amazing details that you shared in your intro, why don't you give us a quick, you know, 101 on what you're up to today and just bring us up to speed.
Well, one of my big things lately has been starting my radio show. So I started it in late January, and I'm on about episode. Thank you. Yeah, it's so fun. I'd always wanted to do one. And, you know, people said, oh, you won't make money with it. You know, it's like a kind of a diversion. And it was just so strong, that feeling that it was what I wanted to do. And I've done interview series before, and I love talking with people, people like you who are doing great, expansive things in the world. And, you know, I just love doing that. So that's been a really big focus for the last few months, is putting that together and playing with that. And it's, for me, it's with that theme that I think it's really closely aligned with your theme, but it's like, we are more. We are more than our society tells us. We are more than our roles, more than our old stories, more than we have yet realized. You know, even like you, you've done a lot of personal work, and there's still more of you, and there always will be, I think. And that's one of the great things about being alive and being born again each day. You know, it's that we are more. And someone I was talking to recently took that as meaning we're not enough. And it's like, I was so glad they said that, because that's so pervasive in our culture, don't you think, Chris? That sense of like, you know, we're not enough. And yet that's not, to me, what We Are More is about. And it's not even about, you know, creating necessarily more materially. That might be it. But that there's more capacity, more potential, more, you know, amazingness that's there to come forward. So really, that radio show has been a big thing for me the last few months. And really now, also, you know, I do my private coaching, and I do groups, and I do classes. And I think more and more now, I'm like, how do I line all that up? So what I'm doing with the radio show and doing on the podcast also has, like, I think someone was recently talking about, you've got the front end, you've got the show, you've got the talks, and then make sure you've got plenty on the back end. So now I'm creating some more classes and things to offer people who come to my show.
Wow. Yeah, that's so important as an entrepreneur in today's day and age, to build the trust, to build a relationship with people by giving up front, by having that front door wide open, saying, hey, come in, come join us, come experience all the magic that you get to experience in this magic kingdom called, you know, Leah Bales and the brand that is Leah, right? And then they get in, they're like, ooh, this is beautiful. Like, what else? You know, what else? And if you don't have that back end, if someone doesn't have that back end, then it's like, man, you're missing out on how to actually monetize, you know? And I think a lot of people do have that challenge of monetizing, to go from, okay, front end, given massive value, to back end, how do they take the next step with you and really get involved? And there's some friction there in between those two points. So I'm grateful to hear that you're totally expanding into that, because a lot of people don't even have that awareness. They're asleep to that.
Well, I kind of realized that was an area I'd been neglecting. And so, you know, it's like, gosh, I love this. And it's not, it is monetizing. That's a really big part, because if we're in business, we need to be doing that well. And also realizing, you know, it's like the door is open, and then there needs to be more substance for people to be able to go deeper, to become more, to use the tools that I've developed and that we all have that we can share.
Yeah. And it's that, like you said, the facilitated use of those tools, it's the one-on-one relationship that people are really craving, you know, because the information's out there. Like, you have your own perspective, your own way you present it, and that information is out there. You know, there's nothing that's really totally new from each person to person. You know, it's all our own story and perspective. So I love that. So we're having a lot of fun. I love this. It's the energy is great here, and the flow is great. Let's go back a little bit to find out how you got to where you are today, creating the radio show, doing this facilitation, and especially this, you know, yin energy. When I saw that, I was like, ooh, this is gonna be juicy. Let's dive into the story and the journey of that. So take us back to how it all came together. What were some of the challenging moments and the wisdom that you gained along the way?
Well, I was thinking this morning about, like, of course, we can take any wake-up call, and we all have so many of them in our life as the starting point. But I was thinking this morning about something particular that happened when I was in high school. And it was a warm summer day. I was with friends at a river, and I fell in the river, and I was swept down, and I immediately left my body. And I was like, time and space shifted. And I was like looking down, and there was this big sense of peacefulness. And I could see way out, and I could see my little tiny 16-year-old body bouncing from rock to rock. But I was like seeing from a whole different place. And in a fairly short time, I bumped up against the rocks and was able to pull myself up. And then I was immediately like back in my body. And I was shaking and I was in shock, and but then it was like such a cool thing after I, felt a little better. It was such a cool thing because I'd read about that kind of thing, but to have that absolute body knowing of we are more than this physical body. We can talk about it being non-local experience or out of body or whatever, but that like in just really got going in me. And I'd had other dreams and, precognitive things and experiences beyond ordinary reality, but that one was so strong and so formative. And it was like, just really like, wow, how do we step into that power and the expansiveness of who we really are beyond this ordinary, wonderful, ordinary life? What are we beyond that? So that definitely was a big piece in my life. And even that was what I drew upon with having the radio show. We are more. It's like we're more than this physical body, more than this reality that we agree on. There's more available to us. And how do we help each other step into that? Because that's what I think we're called to now in this time when there's so many environmental crises and different things happening. I think we're at a really crucial time when we're called into a bigger knowing. And called into more of ourselves than our ordinary reality has keeps us in, that box.
It's like the automatic, like the automatic rote kind of mechanistic or animalistic tendencies that are just autopilot. We're coming into this age of conscious expansion and seeing more, seeing deeper levels, deeper layers, understanding of reality. The more we understand, the better that we do, the faster we can grow, which is inherent in all of us. We all want to expand. The nature of the universe is expansion.
And we're being called into that really strongly, I think, right now. And then I had in my early 30s, so I had three little kid daughters, and I was in grad school and doing my yoga teacher's apprenticeship, and I was like, super mom and doing it all and taking care of everybody. And I had a really serious immune system crash. And I had to stop everything. And it turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me. Because it shifted me from that path that was kind of, I was kind of doing what I thought my dad thought I should do, and kind of doing what I thought was expected in the way I thought was right. And I was really pushing to succeed. I was like, I had these goals and these dreams, and I thought the way to do it was to push and to, like, I thought that was the best way to reach those goals. And then when I had that experience of a complete crash and, all sorts of physical things going on, but my inner experience was I was deeply, deeply depleted. Like I had the image of this deep well inside that had almost nothing left, just a very few drops of water in the very, very bottom. And I had the knowing that my path toward healing wasn't to go from doctor to doctor. It wasn't to look for that outer authority. It was inside. And that strong knowing that my path toward healing was to find a different way of living in my body and of learning to create what I wanted without that push, push, push. And it led me on a long healing journey of working with some amazing masters and teachers and learning energy work. But the core of it was that it really taught me that each of us has inside that extraordinary power of healing. and that we can awaken that. Yes. And I know that that's in really in line with what you do, isn't it, Chris? I mean,
yes.
That, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like the becoming more, in essence, is more of what we already are, is, in essence, healing the things that are in the way of us experiencing that moreness, right? The blocks, the limiting beliefs, the wounds, the shame, guilt, all that stuff, the things that keep us small, that keep us limited. We have to go through that process of expansion through healing. And I'm super, super grateful that that's a philosophy of mine through becoming your greatest possible self. And I think that there's a lot of people out there who are talking about the highest self and becoming your best or succeeding in business. And I love that we're in this era and age where we get to start pulling from every corner of life, every facet in with the arts, with creativity, with math, with science, with all these different things to like kind of triangulate what is really the most powerful way that we can grow the fastest and be the happiest and be the creators. Ultimately, we're the creator of our reality, and I know you're all about that as well. Just taking that ownership of our life and our direction, and through that we get to access love, which is, you know, if everyone had a sign on their chest, they'd be like, I want love. You know, everyone's walking through life that with a sign that says, I want love, but nobody's willing to admit it. Nobody's willing to like really stand up and say, I just want some love, like give me some love, or giving other people love. It's interesting how people try to keep that hidden, or they're ashamed of it or whatever. So we are not ashamed of love, and we love love. We love receiving love. We love giving love, and we're here to activate our love even more, and you're going to help us do that. So how do we do it, Leah?
So in that process of like being so depleted and having all that happen, what I realized partly was I was really out of balance in the way our culture does that says to succeed, you have to push and struggle, and you have to like even sometimes I think when we're like, some people, or sometimes maybe I also, were talking about being our bigger self. It's like, oh, I've got to strive. I've got to make it happen. Rather than coming into that, what I think of as that yin reserve of energy and letting ourselves really replenish and rebuild that. And then the action naturally arises. So we have in our culture such a yang culture. It's like, get it done, the achievement, the outward, which is great. But when we do it without the connection to that inner source and to that inner power, then we do get depleted. You know, I was depleted, and since then I've realized what an epidemic that is in our culture. You know, so how do we go back into those inner powers? And you were just talking about like, oh, we all want love, you know, and yes, and we don't get it primarily from the outside. You know, we're each love factories. You know, we're here to bring love to the world. I think we're each here to bring love to the world in our own unique way and to receive that. But it's sometimes we block ourselves from that. And I was thinking this morning about the ways we block ourselves from the real power of love, which I am absolutely convinced is the biggest power in the world. And I think, you know, we're all called to step into that now in the world. But we block it, first of all, by thinking it's outside of us. And, you know, I think our culture is really set up to, like, we think we get healed by going to the hospital or the doctor, and they can help, but the healing comes from the inside.
Or even like I know a big revelation for me was I always like looked up to the sky when I thought about God, right? And I was like, you know, God, thank you so much. And then I started realizing, wait, like God is everywhere, and especially it's within, you know, it's like source. We are source. We are sourced. And that was huge, you know. So I started like saying, okay, thank you.
yes. And then and it is in the sky, and it is in the frog, and it is in the creek, and it is in us. And we, through being connected to ourselves, can access it everywhere. Yeah, we can open to it. And that's, you know, to me, God and love are pretty synonymous. You know, when I was reading an Algonquin, a book about the Algonquin people, the native people of the Northeast, and it said, when you know love, you know God.
Wow.
And that to me is pretty close. I can't really differentiate. You know, it's that big love, that great heart that we can connect to in ourselves and in the world. So, you know, that idea that love is outside of us and that power is outside of us blocks us from even realizing we have this extraordinary power to awaken in ourselves. Wow. And I think another thing we do that blocks love is we sort of minimize it. We're like, oh yeah, love's so sweet. You know, it's like, and we, you know, romantic love is great, but it's one little piece of the power of love. Yeah. You know, so I think we can minimize it rather than realizing, as, you know, I think Gandhi told us and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa and, you know, that love is the greatest power in the world and we can all tap into it. So remembering that, and there was in the mid 1800s, William Gladstone, who was prime minister of England, said, we look forward to the time when the power of love will replace the love of power, and then our world will truly know the blessings of peace. And that was almost 200 years ago. We look forward to that time, he said, when the power of love will replace the love of power. And I believe, Chris, that right now is our time to step into that and to bring it forward. What do you think?
Are we right for that? I absolutely agree. And I love what you're saying there. I was just talking to my girlfriend about how through the ages, think about as a kid grows up, a child grows up, they don't know their powers. They don't know who they're becoming. You know, the potential and powers of a human being. They're not aware. They're learning, and there's probably things that they're being conditioned into. But that's besides the fact. I think as we mature, we get awareness, we get wisdom, and through history, we have learned and gained wisdom of what it's like to not be love. To not be loving and have, you know, entire civilizations be, you know, corrupted or you know, barbaric or whatever it might be, and hurting other people, causing suffering and all that. So I think it's just interesting how right now is the perfect time of awakening, because there's opportunities to spread our message. You created your radio show because you know now is the time to activate these people out there who are ready for this message. And here's the technology that's perfect for it. Here's the platforms that are perfect for it. And we get to share. We have social media and get to connect on each other's shows and platforms. And it's just what a time. What a time to start activating the world or activate it even more, because I'm sure the world has been activating long before we came along.
Yeah, it's always been there. One of the things you said, I think, is one of the keys to activating the power of love. And that's, we look at the things in the world that are a problem. We look at the things, like I was thinking this week about plastics in the ocean. And, you know, we can look at the issues in the world that are a problem. And rather than focusing on what we don't like and what we're upset by, what is it we want? You know, and so if I'm looking at plastics in the ocean, I'm like, well, I want to help create a world without single-use plastic. And how can I do that? Because I'm looking toward that as something I love. And I was thinking of that one day. And the next day, I saw this video that was showing that you can get shampoo in little squares or circles instead of in a plastic bottle. And I didn't even know about that, you know, but it's like, so that lets me make a choice based on what I love and be for what I love. And so I think when we lean into what we love and what we want to see in the world, we, the vision we love in our life and in the world, we're activating the power of love. Whereas if we get caught up in like, oh my gosh, it's like, you know, I'm upset by what's happening in the world. And if we, I mean, it's okay to get upset. I think it's actually good to get upset by what's happening in the world, but to turn it to what we want and what we love and what we want to create. So that to me is one of the powers, one of the ways we activate the powers of love. And we can do that on a world level and also a personal level. Like, you know, what are the things in my life that aren't going so well? And how do I bring the power of love to those? Like, and it can be really simple. There was a funny one I was remembering just a minute ago. A few years ago, I had gotten a divorce. It was like my toughest year of my life. I'd gotten a divorce. I'd moved into this great, moved out of my great big house that I loved and into this little house. And it was kind of gray. And I was going to paint it, all these great colors. Mm-hmm. And my kids were kind of mad at me, so they didn't want to help. And I'd had allergies to paints for years. So I hadn't painted myself, but there was nobody else to do it for me. So mm-hmm. I was up on a ladder and I started feeling like the allergy kind of stuff coming on. And, you know, I just shifted. I'm like, I love this paint. I love the texture of it. I love the color of it. I love what it's doing. And, you know, within minutes, the allergy symptoms went away. Because I was like pumping up, amping up what I loved about what I was doing. And that's so simple, but I kind of like it because it's simple and we can use it like any minute of the day to shift things.
I love this. I know someone else, Avital Miller, who was on this show. She has a book called Healing Happens. She said that she had some intestinal challenges and she couldn't eat certain foods, but she had gone down to Mexico and the family there, like she was with a family or something like that, and the family was providing for her and the family was serving like meat or something like that, and she couldn't have anything like that because of her stomach issues. So she's like, well, what am I going to do, starve, you know? So she eats it, and as she's eating it, she's saying thank you. She's sending love to the food, love to the animal, love to everything. Mm-hmm. And when she's done eating, she lays down, she puts her hand on her stomach and sends love through her stomach and, you know, just sends gratitude and appreciation and love for what she was eating. And she said that she didn't have any challenges with the food going through her and processing effectively. I was like, holy moly, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah. So, and it absolutely works.
Yes.
It absolutely works. Yeah, absolutely. And so we can bring that into everything. Like I've used it. I had an ovarian cyst a few years ago. And I would lie down, you know, for a few minutes every day when I was falling asleep and going and getting up in the morning and just put my hands there and breathe love into it. Yes. You know, it's like when we can access that and we actually let that inner pharmacy create that and we just send love to it. And it went away. The doctors were really surprised. They told me I could wait a little while and then I'd need to have surgery, and it disappeared. Wow. And so like, and yes, like, you know, the Emoto, the man who did the work with the water and how the structure of the water, when we examine it at, you know, a molecular level, actually changes. If I have my water right here. So if we say to it bad things, which I'm not going to do, the structure looks really different. But if we say to it, I love you and thank you, and, you know, then it actually changes it and it becomes better for us. Mm. So that, you know, we can do it in our bodies. We can do it with the things around us and the situations in our life. And it transforms us.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
And it's simple. It's really quite simple.
Yeah. And what I hear is just bringing love to practical things. Like I could even say, I love my computer for working. Thank you, computer. I love you. Mm-hmm. I love these keys. I love the technology. I love my internet, how it works so fast. And like literally it will block the vibrations of things going wrong. Of, you know, a lot of people say, here's another example. A lot of people say that they suck with technology and that perpetuates things happening to them that sucks with technology, versus if they said, I love technology, I'm so grateful it's constantly working for me, and they have that intention and energy, then it's crazy, but it almost doesn't make sense, and it does make sense.
Oh, it does. It does, because I mean, part of the power of love is believing that we are in relationship, interactive relationship with everything all the time. Ooh. Now, it's easy to think of it in nature to me. Yeah. Right. I mean, that some people it isn't, but nature is easy. It's been a little more of a stretch for me to think of it with technology. Yep. And yet, absolutely, in my car, you know, all these things that, you know, so if we think of everything in the world as animate, and we're in kinship with it all, and the love that we have that we connect with makes a difference and it ripples out. Yes. Oh, someone the other day was saying, oh gosh, I think about the terrible situations in the world and I just try to force my love out. I'm like,
force.
I don't know. That doesn't feel very good to me. Like, you know, so because she was like, it takes so much energy to just send that out and that good healing. And I'm like, well, let's try something different, you know, and that place of like when we really feel the love inside, and we can just start with, what do you love? You feel your heart, like, what do you love? Who do you love? Where do you love to go? And you bring that up and you literally change the chemistry of your body. You reset your inner pharmacy to love, and you just like let yourself steep in that, let that brew inside you. And then it naturally radiates out. So when we're in that place of being in love with the world and being in, you know, consciously cultivating, being in love and being loving, we do radiate that out. And it's not forced. Again, it's that yin energy of finding it inside, being nourished by it, letting it primarily be to nourish ourselves, and then it radiates out into the world.
That's so beautiful. So this yin energy, like what had you start using that as a source for you? Why did you go to the duality of yin and yang? Like why?
Well, part of my healing process was studying Qigong, which I absolutely loved. Yeah. So I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, I started studying Qigong and it just resonated immediately. I couldn't even find a teacher right away because at that point there weren't many around, but I found a video and it was called Swimming Dragon and I just loved it. Wow. And I'd done some work with like the I Ching and things with, I wasn't a Taoist by any means, but I had felt drawn to some of that. And you know, it just really resonated in the idea of the Tao, the flow of life, you know, that we're all part of that great flow of life. And one of my teachers years later said, the Tao is love, you know, again, it's that flow of life. And so So when I'd had that immune system crash and I'd had that experience of being so depleted and realizing I needed to find a way that I could create in the world without depleting. And then when I found in Qigong this wonderful concept that first we need to replenish the yin, that primarily men and women, we need to replenish the inner energy. That inner well, you know, that I had seen in my vision when I was sick, that we all have this inner reservoir of yin energy. And if we replenish that, if we stay nourished and rested, which is often not done in our culture, if we stay nourished and rested and full in ourselves and connected to that deep inner wellspring, then our action naturally arises. But if we get depleted in that yin inner reserve, then everything we do in the outer world takes a lot of effort and force. No, so that so perfectly fit with what I'd experienced. And it was just a really fabulous way for me to think of it.
Got a question. How do you know if you are at the optimal level of yin energy?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think it always fluctuates, you know, and so I guess I would say is how much effort does it take to get things done? You know, and also, can you let yourself just be? Because some people get so used to like running on adrenaline. They're like, yep, I can get a lot done. I had a client recently. She's like, I don't need to rest. I can get a lot done. Well, she was super stressed and, you know, had a lot of symptoms, but she seemed to have a lot of energy because she was running on, you know, that adrenaline all the time. And then when she started resting, I was like, whoa, this feels really different. And at first it was really foreign. So can you let yourself just be? I think that's a quality, you know, of yin, just being rather than constant doing. And is it, you know, do you, when you ask yourself, if you kind of look inside and say, wow, what's going on with my inner reserve? Where is that? You know, everyone could even just think of that right now. If you had a reservoir inside, a deep well, how full is yours? What's in it? No? What are you doing that nourishes it? Does it feel juicy and full and so that your action naturally arises and you've got easeful energy rather than forced energy? Yeah, I mean, that's what comes up for me. What comes up for you with that, Chris?
That's a around great that question. Idea. How do I know my yin energy is at optimal levels? Hmm. Well, let's to activate it for me, what I would do is go to nature. What I would do is love myself. What I would do is give myself the space to just be, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And how I would know it's at optimal levels is I would be attracting things, like things feel mm-hmm. in alignment. I would either say, so for people who haven't experienced this very often, they'd say, wow, all these coincidences. They would think it's coincidences. And for people who are more aware, they'd be like, the alignment, the alignment, the alignment, the alignment. It would just like, you'd notice more mm-hmm. alignment and call it out. You'd be able to see it and be aware of it more often, even though it's probably happening all the time and we're not catching all of them. The more it happens, the more in alignment, the more you recognize it. And the more you recognize it and acknowledge it, the more it happens even more. So I would say the feeling and sensation and noticing, pointing to alignment would be a big tell signal.
I love that. Yeah. Alignment. Yeah. And to me, it's like when I'm in that place, it's like magic flows.
Yes.
You know? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So
magic. I love magic.
I do too. Yeah, that natural magic of being who we really are, you know, yes. that really unfolds. And then it is reflected back from the world. Mm. Yeah. And sometimes it's good to be out of alignment. So that we get out of alignment and it makes us realize how much better it feels to be back in.
Totally.
Or as we grow, as we become more our best selves, yeah. alignment shifts, you know, like our bandwidth has to shift. We have to be able to do more and create more. Mm. And so it's this, again, it's an ebb and flow with that.
Mm. Yeah, I love that, because our center position, getting back to center, might be different, and our capacity of what is comfortable and uncomfortable or in alignment and out of alignment changes. So for example, mm-hmm. you know, five years ago, I had never done an interview, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'd never interviewed anyone. And to do an interview would have been super out of alignment because of who I knew myself as, right? Okay. It would have been like my smallness saying, Chris, you're not supposed to be here. Like this isn't you. And there would have been like fear, doubt, insecurity that came up, that bubbled up, which would have felt out of alignment. And the more I did, you know, fast forward to now, the more I've done interviews, the more in alignment it is to be doing these interviews. So as we become more of who we already are, letting go of the limitations and the fears that come up that we buy into as we challenge our comfort zone, as we challenge our growth to become more, then that experience will go away and we'll be able to be in alignment even when we're uncomfortable, even when like things don't see like on, like they were stretching, but we know that there's a greater person or greater self behind it that's driving it. So it's like, oh, that's just a fear. I'm totally in alignment. And then get back into mm-hmm. the whatever you are doing, the inspired action, the feelings, the sensations that have you know you're in alignment, and pay attention to those rather than all the stuff that comes up.
And you can even start having fun with being uncomfortable. It's like, whoa.
Yes.
So definitely want to emphasize, you know, connecting to your yin, having your yin nourished doesn't mean you always just feel comfortable and like totally settled. Nope. but it means it like gives you a base to be able to go out in the world and do the action and not get depleted.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. You know, it's like, let's have fun with fear. Let's have fun with being uncomfortable because we know it's helping us grow.
Yeah.
And we know too how to re-nourish ourselves and replenish and plug back in, so we're not just out dangling in the world doing that.
I love it. So that's beautiful. And is there anything else that you can recommend for us to activate our love or to step more into our greatest possible selves?
Well, I think we talked about this a little bit, but I would say just go fall in love all the time. You know, we know that when you're in love, like if it's with a person, that your immune system is heightened and you're, you know, you become more beautiful and you become happier and things seem to go better. But you don't need to wait for it to be a person that you fall in love with. You can go outside and, you know, fall in love. I'm looking outside at this gorgeous maple tree, you know, and the flowers that are blooming and, you know, old people and babies, and you know, sort of let your heart open to take that in, because then you again, you're being nourished by love and you're bringing that to the world. Yeah, Matthew Fox, one of my favorite writers, said, "We are here to fall in love with a lot more than our mate." Trees, stones, rivers, animals, birds, planets, poems, music. Let yourself fall in love with it all, and you're turning on that power of love.
Wow. Oh my gosh. First of all, Leah, I want to acknowledge you 100% for how amazing of a interviewee and I can tell interviewer you are, because like you've passed the mic back to me. That's something that a lot of guests don't do, which is awesome. And then you come with these quotes and wisdom and just perfect ways to say things. It's amazing. So I appreciate how much you care about this profession, getting your message out, having people be impacted by what you're sharing. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I just love what you're doing. Just the whole GPS, you know, like everything about what you're doing is so fabulous. I so admire it, and I'm just really happy to be here, part of it.
Thank you. Thank you, Leah. Yeah. So what do you see is the biggest thing that our audience can start doing to amplify love in other people around them?
Well, first of all, don't expect to change them. that just tends to be a path toward misery to think that, you know, the people around us that we want to change. And I certainly have that feeling too. It's like, oh, why don't you just see this a little differently or make these different choices? But I find that when I do that, it is really a path toward misery to me and the other person. And I think the best way is to just amp up our appreciation of them. Now, I want to say, if you're in an abusive situation or something, you know, that's dangerous, emotionally abusive, or anyway, I'm not suggesting you stay in and try to change it with love and appreciation. But so that's like just a thing
disclaimer.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, disclaimer, right. However, you know, I had a client a few years ago, was having a lot of, it was in one of the groups, a pain group I was facilitating at a hospital, and a lot of conflict with her husband. And we were talking about the power of appreciation. And I said, take the thing that's hardest in your life right now, and just every day write down a few appreciations about it. So if you're listening, it could be a person, it could be your money situation, it could be anything. And just take a few minutes a day, 5 minutes, to write down what you appreciate about it. So a week later, she came back and she said, I can't believe this. I almost don't even want to tell you. She said, I just started writing for a few days. I didn't even tell my husband what I was appreciating about him. And within 3 days, he started acting differently.
Wow.
Now, we can't do it as a tool to make, but we don't want to do it in a manipulative way, you know, so it's this fine line. And that would be, I think, wrong use of it. Like, I'm going to do this so this person changes. Mm-hmm. But if we really do tune in to what we appreciate about people, the energy changes and they feel it.
Yeah.
And I had a family member recently who was making choices that were worrisome to me, and I wanted to fix her. And instead, I just really bathed her in love in my thoughts and talking with her. And I'm not sure she's going to change the things I wish she would change, but we sure have a happier connection. And that, I think, is a basis for anybody to change, because all of us have that best self that wants to emerge. And when we love someone in that way, it's like we're giving them sunshine and water to a flower. Mm-hmm. You know, we're allowing that to shine on them, and their best can emerge that way.
Yes. Awesome. And for you, what's the definition of heaven on earth?
Ah, heaven on earth. Full-bodied presence and remembering what a miracle it all is. You know, like, this moment is a miracle. This every moment is a gift. Even the challenging parts that we're here alive in this human existence, and that full-body presence, the ability to breathe and remember it's a gift. That to me is heaven on earth.
Wow. That's amazing. I love it. So, Leah, what can we be excited for about you and what you're working on moving forward? What kind of projects and things can we be looking out from you?
Well, thank you. I'm developing a number of short courses. So I'm doing one starting in a week or so. That's a 4-week class on, I haven't quite got the name, but it's liberating your natural power of breathing. Because, you know, when we're, it's like we all say, oh yeah, breathing's really important, but we forget. and I so feel it myself, and I see it in so many people. We know that easy, natural breath is important, but we forget. So it's just a simple way to have five or six breathing practices that are so, so simple, but that help us feel better in our bodies, less stress, more connected to spirit, more connected to who we really are, more alive here and now. So that's one. I've got another one coming up called Detox Your Self-Talk, Empower Your Life. Ooh. And that, yeah, because all those ways that we, I think the most important detox we can ever do is noticing our old beliefs and our old stories that we're running all the time. That rubbish, let that rubbish go.
Yep. Yeah.
And I've got a few others coming, yeah, cool. Like very soon that I'm playing with. I'm also, my radio show right now is one day a week, and mm-hmm. I'm going to be reissuing it as a podcast and having some videos out with that. So I'm really looking forward to that. Anyone who's interested would love to have you join us. It'd be fabulous.
Absolutely. And what are you most proud of about yourself for taking the leap and starting the radio show and podcast?
Well, it's funny. You know, when you were talking a little while ago about how a few years ago you were couldn't even imagine doing
interview.
Like an interview. Right, yeah. Right. And I was thinking, I love the way that is. You know, when we make a change, we can't even remember what it felt like to be the old way. You know, it's like, I mean, can you even really remember when you couldn't do interviews? It's like hard to think of that, right? Yeah. So when I first, even though I was really excited about it, I had a lot of anxiety. Like, you know, just like it would, and sometimes it almost felt like the resistance was like a wave coming at me. And so I appreciate that. Even though I could, that wave, I noticed the wave and could feel it as resistance. Wow. And I didn't let it stop me. Mm. Yeah. And all that. I think I've gotten better and better. I know I have gotten better and better at feeling fear and just welcoming it. Like, hello, fear. Like, you're my old ally. You're a worthy adversary. And that, you know, that fear shows us that there's something there that's really interesting to us. Mm. Yeah. And so I've gotten better and better at, not that I don't feel afraid. I feel afraid a lot, but that the fear comes up and I don't let it stop me as much. And I find ways to have fun with it.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So Leah, how do people stay connected with you and what do we want them to do next?
So my website is leahbayles.com. That's LEABAYLES.com. Mm-hmm. And if you go to leahbayles.com/gifts, I have quite a few different gifts, Unshakable Self-Care Gift Package. I have 17 quotes to turn on your love power. So juicy. A number of things there. I'd love to have you connect there. And there's also a place there where you can go and learn more about my radio show. I'd love to have you connect with us there. And you can email me. Gosh, I'd love to hear from you. Leah@leahbayles.com.
Awesome. Amazing. Leah, you are stellar. Thank you so much for spreading this love and light into the world. And I'm excited to become our greatest possible selves together and share our message and impact the world in big, big ways and have a lot of fun. Have a lot of fun in the process. So thank you for being the example of that, the leader of that, the demonstration, because you truly live it. And thank you. Thank you so much.
That means so much to me, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank
Happy
you for coming
birthday.
On. Oh, yes. Best birthday ever.
So happy to be part of your party.
Yes. Awesome. So, Leah, thanks. Best day ever. And we'll see you
thanks.
Soon.
You too. Bye.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you are committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, BeYourGPS.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to BeYourGPS.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.